This is our Wednesday morning conversation. As promised, I said Liz would be here from the Humane Society here in Lincoln County, and she's right here. Morning, Liz.
Morning. Happy to be here.
Happy Thanksgiving Eve.
Yes, thank you. You too.
I just want to ask, how's the hunting season treating everybody in your house and your hunting party this year?
My husband did not get anything yet, so he's
not
pretty
yet?
Unhappy. So.
Okay, so what's the problem there? Too many acorns in the woods, or is he falling asleep on the tree stand?
It could be. You know, he's not a morning person, so he definitely might be asleep out there, and maybe they're just walking right by him.
And the reason I bring that up right away, as always, sometimes the Humane Society of the United States sometimes gets a bad rap with a certain segment of our population, and we just want to always make sure the Lincoln County Humane Society has no problem with folks going out deer hunting.
Absolutely not.
Or any other kind of hunting for that matter.
No, and actually I even have to work this weekend, which I normally don't do too much, because three of our staff will be out hunting. So,
okay.
You know, those girls are dedicated. So
no agenda. All you want to do is take care of critters that need taken care of.
Right. And, you know, it's worth pointing out, too, that when you donate to national organizations, they do help with, like, mass things, but your local shelter is not seeing that money unless there's really a crazy event going on, like Hurricane Katrina or something of that magnitude. You know, otherwise that money is not going into local shelters. It's going into those national programs. So donating locally keeps your money locally and supports the animals in your community.
It's always a good idea to keep it local, that's for sure, especially with our money.
Yes.
How long are you in the new facility now?
It's 7 years now.
Is it really seven years?
7 years next month, right?
Wow.
Before Christmas.
And you're already growing out of the place.
We are.
A little bit, anyway.
A little bit, you know. A lot of animals, a lot of limited space, unfortunately. You know, the more animals we have, the less storage we have. So it's kind of a downward spiral in that regard.
So somebody approached me, I told you off the air, somebody approached me about a bunch of sheets and bedding and stuff like that, which usually you will be more than happy to take off of people's hands, because what do you use all those things for in the shelter?
Definitely, you know, we put like pillowcases into the cat carriers when they're going to the vet. We use, you know, obviously blankets and stuff. Quilts never work too well because our machines just can't keep up with something of that size. But, you know, all that stuff we usually use, it's just unfortunately right now we are really limited on space.
Okay.
But I know we actually, when we've had excess sometimes, the Northwoods Wildlife Center in Minocqua and Wild Instincts in Rhinelander have taken extra. So, you know, if you have a lot of stuff right now, you can definitely reach out to one of those two wildlife groups because they use blankets and towels and stuff too.
Well, it's unfortunate that you don't have any storage space, because a lot of the storage space have animals in them right now, right?
Right.
All right. Let's talk about the dog population first. What's it look like down there?
We are fairly full on dogs. A lot. We actually have a wait list for people from Lincoln County wanting to bring their own animals in to surrender. And we're not taking animals from other counties at all right now because we just can't keep up, unfortunately.
Okay.
With dogs, a lot of them are just long-term residents. You know, we just need to find them homes. They've been there for a while. We have one hound that came in with a group from an abuse situation, and she's been there since August.
Really?
So
how are these animals? What are their temperaments like? Are these dogs, I know you wouldn't send a dog into a home situation if it wasn't appropriate to have the dog in there, because sometimes they come to you with all kinds of issues and stuff. But what are, like, give us an example of some of the dogs that are waiting for the homes. You said a hound dog has been there a long time.
Yep,
what about some of the other?
Shelby. She's very sweet, but, you know, she's a hound, so she likes to make some noise, and she's got a lot of energy. We have Stephen and Coral, who are huskies. Actually, because of Game of Thrones, huskies are now one of the like in animals that are now filling shelters. So if you're looking for huskies, check your local shelter. And Stephen and Coral both came in, and they both have eye issues. So they're both, you know, somewhat blind. So they're a little bit older, and they're just the sweetest dogs. And they came in separately, so that was kind of unique, too, to have two different people bringing in two somewhat blind huskies.
Any puppies?
No puppies right now, but definitely, you know, always watch the website because we never know what we're getting in, and it changes day to day.
Why is it good to adopt a dog that's already been around for a while? A lot of people always want the puppy and all the cuteness that goes with that, and they can train the dog the way they want. But there are older dogs that are already potty trained. That's one of the biggest issues with a dog when you first get a dog. But a lot of the dogs there are probably all house trained, right?
You know, a lot of them are, and you know, the thing is too, a lot of the behaviors they've grown out of, so even if they aren't fully potty trained, they'll still know better than a puppy where they're going to walk through the mess they just made and track it all over your house, and they're not going to chew on your couch and, you know, things like that, because they're through some of that naughty puppy behavior.
What is a good reason to adopt a senior dog, especially?
I personally have a soft spot for seniors, just because, you know, they've already been through enough and they just deserve that long-term yeah. home. But also because they're pretty mellow, you know, and, you know, like for us, a young husky would never be a good fit in our household. You know, we just aren't available to keep them entertained all the time. And a senior dog can really work well with a family that's on the go a lot, or they just need kind of a mellower animal.
So do you do that kind of counseling now? Let's face it, you probably see people at the shelter that say, you know what, it's time to add a pet to our family. They may not have had a pet before. Is there some kind of a screening or counseling process that goes in now before you place a dog somewhere, or a cat for that matter?
Yes, definitely. And it's a pretty simple application. It's just 2 pages, and most of it is like the person's info. So like, where are you going to be living? Where, you know, things like that. But also trying to find a good fit, you know, because we have people that, hey, I love this cat, and I've 6 cats at home. Well, that cat hates other cats, unfortunately. Yeah. Or, you know, things like that with dogs too, where like that dog's really terrified of kids and you have 4 little kids. So we do try to work with people to find the best fit. And so with that, if they apply for a certain animal and it doesn't work out with that animal, we do keep the applications on file for up to 60 days.
Okay.
So they can just call and say, hey, it didn't work out with this one, but can you turn in, you know, can I apply that application to Steven now?
Okay.
So it makes it a little easier on people.
So no puppies, but other than that, pretty much all ages represented there. And how many dogs are actually there right now?
There are 8 there right now, okay. And we have space for about 10.
Okay.
So we have another one coming, I believe, this weekend, and we always try to keep space open too because we get strays in.
Okay.
So it helps us to avoid having dogs in crates if, you know, we have a little bit of space left over for those strays.
How about the cats? What's the cat population like?
The cat population is tough this year. It's really blown up. I'm not sure if it's something COVID, you know, pandemic related, where vet care was just more limited or funding was an issue, but a lot of cats coming in. So we actually do have a donor. If you have strictly outside cats and you have surrendered kittens to the shelter within the past 2 years, we are working to get some of those moms fixed. So if you want to give us a call, ask for me directly, ask for Liz. And it's, you know, if you've surrendered kittens in the past 2 years, we'll try to help you get that mother cat fixed to try to prevent more babies from coming in.
Got it. So people, especially like out on the farm, there's always a lot of cats running around out there, and they're great mousers. You don't want mice on the farm. They're good for that. But you got to control the population. Otherwise, they all end up at the shelter.
Yes. And, you know, unfortunately, the Fixes Inn closed down because they couldn't find another veterinarian, but they are still supporting shelters. They actually helped us to get 40 cats fixed for one individual that wanted to surrender them because they're outside cats. And
The Fixes Inn was a great, are they coming back?
Not as far as I know. We do have another one coming.
The traveling clinic is what you were talking. Okay.
Yes.
Let's talk about that a little bit.
It's based out of Madison. It's Underdog Vet Care, and they are traveling to different local shelters. They don't want to be a full-time traveling clinic, so it's kind of sporadic what days they'll be where. I know they'll be in Taylor County for 2 days, and they'll be by us actually at the end of November, but that one is completely booked. But definitely watch our website, and we can try to get you dates, too. If you're interested in them, we can connect you with their email so you can reach out and find out what other locations they'll be at. Because if you're willing to drive to maybe Antigo or Rhinelander, they might be in one of those places soon.
Got it. And in Medford, where we take our dogs, the Medford Humane Society, the one that traveling shots are there. We're just talking about the shots, right? We're not talking about surgeries or anything like that. Just
this one does do spay and neuter.
Oh, really?
Yep. Right now they're focusing on cats, at least when they're working with us. It's a cat-only day. But yeah, they are available for spay and neuter services. And again, if you're interested in that, email us at manager@furrypets.com, and just, you know, like I said, the one that they have coming is already full.
Okay.
But just say, interested in Underdog services in the future, can you provide me that email, and we'll connect you with them.
Okay. And then is there going to be like a waiting list or something next time they come around? They'll be contacted? Is that?
Yes. That's how I believe they do it. We actually don't get to have any access to their appointments, so we're basically just a building where they have it. You know, all the sign up is through them. But they've been really great to work with, and I know one person who reached out about a dental for their dog, and they said, well, we aren't doing that in Merrill, but you can connect with us, blah blah blah, on this date. So, you know, they have a lot of options for people.
So if you need veterinary services and can't necessarily afford to go to your local vet, if they contact you at the Lincoln County Humane Society, you'll get them in touch with folks that might be able to help out.
Yes. Good. Yes. And definitely, you know, always try to make sure that you're maintaining a relationship with your vet, because it's such a needed thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, understandably, sometimes, especially spay and neuter is something where it doesn't seem like it's a necessity. So it's something that gets pushed to the side because of the price.
It usually calms an animal down, especially if you got a really hyperactive dog, especially after the fix happens. They usually calm down a little bit. Or is that just an old wives' tale?
Most of the time, you know, there's some, the really energetic ones seem to never miss a beat.
I have one. She didn't calm down at all, but I still love her. What is your email address before we go any further here,
It is manager@furrypets.com.
manager@furrypets.com. So any questions about the spay and neuter clinic or anything else, generally speaking, at Lincoln County Humane Society, manager@furrypets.com will get the questions answered.
Yes.
Got it.
We will do our best.
We talked about the limited space. There's a lot of population there right now. We'd like to see that population go down. Now that we're in the holidays time here now, Liz, also, it always kind of, it's one of those things that giving a puppy or a kitten for a pet as a gift is probably not a good idea. That's something that should be discussed for a long time, not a spur of the moment gift idea just to get that reaction on Christmas morning. That's never usually a good idea, is it?
It is not. You know, we don't see a ton of animals coming in that way. But, you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, if you think about, would I want that being done to me? Would I want a puppy on my doorstep when I got home tonight? Probably not. You know, that's more work than a lot of people want to commit to. So make sure you're talking to the adults in the home. And for the adults, make sure you're not planning that this is going to be a responsibility project for your kids. Because what are you doing when your kids don't want to get the food and water? You know, this is going to fall on somebody. So.
And you got to make, this is a lifetime commitment. Dogs on average nowadays, they'll live a dozen years, 15 years sometimes if they're well cared for. And that's a long time commitment. And so it's not a short term thing.
Right. And, you know, cats can be up to 20 years, and even small animals and reptiles, you know, snakes are 15 years.
Oh, I forgot about all those kind of critters. Are you housing a bunch of them, too?
We are not right now, but we do have a new thing coming in April. It's through J&R Aquatic Animal Rescue out of Appleton.
Okay.
He actually got started by working with the DNR about people releasing exotic animals. So, like the alligator that was just found in Milwaukee, you know, things like that. And so it's a day where he comes in and he takes any exotic animals. So if you have like birds or lizards that you can't keep for some reason, you know, that info is on our website about what day it will be in April.
Okay.
But he just takes those and takes them on, no questions asked. So it's a great way to prevent people from like releasing turtles into the wild where either they may not survive or they might be carrying a disease that's going to really impact the wild turtles.
That's for sure. Never a good idea to release those, especially. I get it, though. You don't want to flush the goldfish down the toilet.
Right.
So, but you don't dump them in the river either.
Right.
There's got to be a happy medium somewhere.
Right. And even if that creature could survive in Wisconsin in the winter, it's still potentially really unsafe for those wild populations. And you don't want to have a 50-pound goldfish eating all of the food and preventing our native fish from.
And they'll get that big if you let them. They'll get that big if you let them. So good idea. Just do the right thing and just be responsible. If you have any questions, call Liz at the Humane Society in Merrill. Dog licensing time. It's that time of year here, too. What do we need to know about that?
It begins in January, goes till the end of March. After March, there are late fees, so definitely get it done between January and March. You can go through your local municipality, like when you're paying your property taxes. Mm-hmm. You just have to have a copy of that dog's rabies certificate.
Okay.
So make sure you're sending that with the paperwork to process that license. And really important to get that done because you can actually be fined for not having a current dog license.
And for people asking, well, why do we have to do that, Liz?
It's a state law. You know, I'm not sure. Part of it is making sure that rabies vaccines are being complied with because, you know, when there's a rabies outbreak in animals, it gets very scary for the people in the area, too, because that is transmittable to people.
Right.
So
it's a lot of people. And I'll be honest, I've said it more than once. It's just a village trying to do a money grab.
Right.
That's not it. That's not. There's a really good reason behind it. So.
Right. And, you know, as far as people that say, well, why should I have to license my dog if cats aren't licensed? I'm all for licensing cats too. So yeah. If somebody wants to spearhead that with taking it up with their municipality, you know, you definitely have the shelter's support. We think cats should have the same treatment as dogs.
I know one thing I wanted to ask you, I hope I'm not putting you on the spot too much. We're live on the radio, but this comes to me all the time. When people, I get calls and people say, you know what, I've been driving by this house and it's 30 below zero and their dog has been chained out there now for 3 days. I don't think that dog's being cared for very well. Instead of calling the radio station, what would be a better way to go so that something can actually happen? Do you get those kind of calls?
We do. Yeah. We do get a lot of those calls. And unfortunately, we do not have a humane officer on staff. So we cannot go in on anyone's property and check on an animal. So it does have to go through your local police or sheriff's department. So if you're in the country, it's the sheriff's department. If you're in city of Merrill, it's Merrill PD. If you're in city limits of Tomahawk, obviously it's Tomahawk PD.
Sure.
Call them directly. One of the things that, like, especially like when it's a neighborhood animal that you're noticing, call when you notice there is no food and water. Because if they show up and that animal has food and water at that moment, you know, they're going to be like, okay, well, you know, why'd you call us?
Yeah.
So kind of make sure that you're really watching and trying to document the times that that animal is out. And sometimes other factors will come in, like, you know, okay, that person might have had that puppy outside when it's 30 below for an hour, but what's really bothering a lot of the neighbors is that puppy's been screaming for 25 of those minutes. So mentioning things like that, like, hey, I have a concern about the noise level too, you know, this is disruptive. And
there's a right and wrong way to do just about anything.
Right.
And so do this the right way because you want to keep peace with neighbors, but you want to make sure the animals are okay too.
Yes, and you can report anonymously. So definitely this, you know, the sheriff's and police departments do not have to release your info. So don't be afraid to talk with them and say, hey, I live by this person. I'm really uncomfortable if they know who I am. Please leave my name out of it.
A couple things as far as protecting animals, and then we're gonna have to let you go here. But in the summertime, I see pets being walked in it's 100 degrees outside. The pavement is 200 degrees. I see people walking their animals on that stuff, and they just want to get their dogs and. Or, I've never seen a cat on a leash, but they just want to get the dogs out, protect their feet. And in the wintertime now that we're coming up here too, their pads on their feet need protecting, right?
Yes, definitely. You know, keep an eye on that. And how long you're having them out is a factor. So in summer, you know, you can always put your hand on the blacktop and see how, you know, how it's affecting your skin.
Yeah.
The pads on their feet are more durable, but not by a ton. So, you know, kind of the same thing with the cold. If you're really bundling up and you know it's a certain temperature, you know, plan for a jacket for your dog. Or for like the little booties, most dogs hate them, but also getting that ice out of their feet when you get home, because sometimes if they have, you know, especially longer haired dogs, that ice gets like caught between their toes and it can be uncomfortable for a lot longer while that melts off. So
got it. Anything else we need to know about the doing? Oh, how was the banquet? How'd that all work out?
It was wonderful. Great. I think we made around 25,000.
Nice.
So it was a great event, like always. And we're just really grateful for everyone's support. It came together really nicely.
Outstanding. And again, the email at our Lincoln County Humane Society, manager@furrypets.com. Any questions or concerns? If you're ready to adopt an animal and make it part of your life, there's not a lot of better things than coming home after a rough day and having a big old wet tongue licking on your face and jumping up on your lap and saying, welcome home, Dad. We're glad you're here. I think that's a good way to come home. But
yes.
Anyway, Liz, thanks for being here. Happy Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. All that stuff.
Yes,
and whenever you need to get the word out, let us know. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Our Lincoln County Humane Society is located in Merrill. Again, any questions, they can be directed right to Liz, manager@furrypets.com.